Hello, everybody. I'm George Madden. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Board of Peace, which is supposed to manage Gaza. The Board of Peace, it would be nice if there was peace, but obviously, since the ceasefire, Israel's killed over 400 people in Gaza, almost all of them civilians. They even pretend that they're not civilians. And then there's this other armed force in Gaza, not Hamas, not the IDF, but really, it's an extension of the IDF. So local Palestinians are armed by the Israelis. Now, why would you do that? They're denounced as traitors by many. But to say, well, you know, life in Gaza wasn't that bad before 7th of October. You did that. Of course, Israel was going to hit back. I know what Israel did was extremely illegal, immoral, just absolutely outrageous. But even if they'd kept to what was legal and ethical, it would have still have hurt Gaza. And we put us in this terrible situation. It didn't work. You would have known it's not going to work. Israel is almost a superpower. How could it possibly work? So you really stirred the hornet's nest. And we can't have you doing this again because too many innocent lives will be lost. And then obviously people are starving to death, urgently need medical treatment for their relatives. And for survival, they've decided to collaborate with the Israelis. Anyway, there was the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2803 in 2025. Welcoming this Board of Peace, which Donald J. Trump had already decided in conjunction with the Israelis to establish, possibly Tony Blair, the erstwhile Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, would do this. But what legitimacy does it have? I mean, it's sort of been retroactively legitimized by the UN, and a Security Council resolution is international law. But it's a bit rich of the United States to cite this as a reason, or indeed Israel, considering they disregard international law when it suits them. Particularly UN Security Council resolutions, even ones the US has previously voted for. Anyway, so, but it might be better than the situation that Gaza's got now. It's really just hell on earth. So these are going to be mostly heads of state or heads of government. About 60 world leaders been invited, but the executive board is going to be about foreign affairs and investment. But the thing is, they're not responsible to the people of Gaza. They're not elected. They're not Gazans. They're not any kind of Palestinian or Arab, or probably not Muslims in most cases. So surely this is completely unsatisfactory and undemocratic. It's imposition from abroad. So, lots of countries as diverse as Uzbekistan and Albania have said that they will take part. They've invited lots of other countries, including the Republic of Ireland, hurrah, and then a transnational entity, the European Union, to participate. It's not clear whether they're going to. Azerbaijan refused to. Why? They're quite cozy with the Israelis. Israel not wanted to. France declined to, seeing how undemocratic it is. But the high representative is going to be Nikolai Mladenov, okay, so a Bulgarian politician. He was their foreign minister and so on. Okay. Marco Rubio, the US Secretary of State, who was a cheerleader for atrocities against Palestinian civilians, he's there. He blamed Hamas for the crimes committed by the IDF. Steve Witkoff, a New York property developer who's a complete ignoramus on foreign affairs, knew nothing about Ukraine, and he's to be the U.S. special envoy, so he's completely Zionist, so just how prejudiced it is. Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, and indeed property developer, yeah, he's there as well. So you just see nepotism at work. Blair, whom I mentioned, and then Mark Rowan, the Apollo, who was the head of global management. So you see this as a rogues gallery. And A.J. Banger, president of the World Bank, he's also an American. And indeed, Robert Gabriel Jr., another American, you know, speechwriter, TV producer, stuff like that. Okay, so you see, of the people, of the nine, is it five are American? And so there are other people on it. So you see how illegitimate it is. Now, it would have the Qatari Minister for Strategic Affairs, Hakan Fidan, the Turkish foreign minister, and indeed the head of Egypt's Mukhabarat, Hassan Rashad, was very anti Hamas and so on, the UAE a government minister and so on. So, but it's completely unsatisfactory. No other situation would accept this, would accept, you know, foreigners ruling their country without any reference to the people there. They're not chosen by the people of Gaza. They cannot be dismissed by the people of Gaza. They've got no democratic credentials there whatsoever. They're mostly just cronies of Trump. They're mostly people who've applauded the oppression of Gaza. In some cases, they have been apologists for war crimes against the people of Gaza, and it's not acceptable to commit war crimes against Israelis either. So, I mean, Sir Tony Blair, wow, you know, hubris has no limits. He's notorious in his own country, absolutely despised for his extraordinary, egregious mendacity and avarice, shameless. if he had any decency, who takes his tens of millions of pounds he's made being a publicist for dictators such as like Nursultan Nazarbayev and be giving those to victims of the Iraq war. And I can believe he was right to liberate Iraq. But, you know, he's made money partly because he's so well known because of that. And he could give it to sort of disabled British soldiers or the orphans and the widows and so on, or the widowers in some cases. What do you think? But, you know, if it gets Gaza back to its feet, if it gets humanitarian aid, if it gets hospital rebuild, it might be worth it. Do you think the people are dying of exposure in tents? Israelis deliberately making sure they didn't have adequate shelter. And it can be cold there, and it's by the sea. And there are strong winds, and Israel stealing even more land every day. So crushed in. It's an absolutely heartbreaking situation. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgekallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.